Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Well, lots coming off of the weekend, guys. And let's start with our man, Tack McKinley, who was a draft sensation for many reasons. For Falcon fans, we just like his demeanor, and I hope that this attitude and emotion translates to the field. But everybody was wondering whether or not Tack was going to get fined for the F-bomb and then find me later.
Yeah, I was wondering just, you know, purely from, doing the right thing and with the NFL look at it. Like, look, it's an emotional moment. He made a promise to his grandmother before she passed away. And when they take the big picture look and be philosophical, or on the flip side, purely from a legal standpoint, if you hadn't signed your contract yet, are you an NFL player?
It's a great point.
But either way, there's no fine for Tack. And those people that got their panties in a twist over to get a life, okay, I mean, we all move on. Some cuss words somehow slip out on television.
Find me later, man.
But love the attitude, love the swagger, and I'm looking forward to seeing what this kid can do opposite Vic, man. I mean, it's everything you want at the position, everything we talked about, a guy we didn't think we'd be interested in because of the injury, but they seem to think it's no big deal. And knowing how this kid has played with pain and had a pretty good college career, it's amazing.
Yeah, the NFL made the right decision here. I talked to a couple of guys over the weekend, and they were like, dude, this guy's not going to get fined. The league... This is one of the big events, and again, when you start talking about how the NFL makes its money, if you start finding guys before they're even legally, as you said, Mike, contracted, right, and sign their deals, it's just not a good look for the league. The kid made a mistake. They realized that he wouldn't be fine. And I said, okay, I'm going to wait to hear the official word. Well, today we get the official word.
And also, guys, we talked a lot about the folks that had the black marks on their resume. Dalvin Cook winds up in Minnesota. I mean, if I'm a Vikings fan, I'm turning handsprings right now. Joe Mixon winds up where all guys who have issues wind up with the Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Boys Town. You know, from Frosty Rucker all the way through. I mean, it's a time-honored tradition. Pac-Man Jones, if you've got issues, you wear the stripes. Not prison stripes, Carl, but the Bengals stripes.
Yeah.
He winds up there. And who's the running back from Texas that you were talking about? He actually wound up
Foreman.
With the Texans.
Foreman.
Yeah, Deontay
a good pick.
Foreman, 2,000-yard rusher. But he was on a bad Longhorns team, winds up in Texas.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I think they had a really good draft. I think they got a quarterback. They ended up getting their, you know, potential running back of the future. When I look at their overview of their draft, and we'll lay it out for you guys, who we think had good drafts and whatnot. Again, guys, this is all speculation.
Yeah.
We won't know until about 3 years from now when that particular team, and maybe it's our Falcons, and you're going, wow, look at what this guy did from that particular draft and how many guys are contributing to a championship team. Because a lot of people say the New England Patriots had a great draft, and they really didn't. They only picked like four guys.
But, you know, they seem to always address, and they will address it as we are now, with undrafted free agents, guys that didn't get drafted but are the building blocks of teams, like Ryan Schrader, who's one of our starting tackles.
Yep.
And Patriots always seem to knock it out of the park there. And of local import, obviously Deshaun Watson winds up in a pretty good spot for him, we think. And then Joshua Dobbs, a lot of people say the great spot for him because Ben Roethlisberger maybe a year or two, but he can learn from the system and talk to Todd Haley and the guys, and we know he certainly got the capacity to pick up that stuff like a sponge.
Yeah, backstory on this whole Dobbs situation. I mean, the Steelers to me are a perfect spot for him, but Mike, Alvin Kamara was the guy that Dobbs is throwing to at Tennessee when Sean Payton is there looking at Dobbs. Sean Payton is scouting Dobbs. Mm-hmm. He's throwing to Alvin Kamara, and Sean Payton's like, who the hell is this Alvin Kamara?
Right.
The Saints end up drafting Alvin Kamara, mm-hmm, because of his workout with Dobbs. So it's things like that that happen in these pro days and these workouts that coaches, you know, you don't go in going, that's the guy I want. You just happen to see his talent. You start looking at his tape, and you go, wow, this kid can play. So the Saints went out and drafted him. But I love the pick for the Steelers. Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. Guys, make sure you check out the new Minute Maid slushies. You can choose from any of the new flavors, including Fruit Punch, Cherry Limeade, Orangeade, starting at just $1. Price and participation may vary. Now let's talk about what's going on with the dogs here, because UGA's Isaiah McKenzie, the only dog selected, he goes to Denver. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech had a couple of guys end up in places. Their place kicker, Harrison Buckner, he goes to Carolina.
And that's a guy that we've talked about. I mean, he's money. I mean, for all the struggles that Georgia's had over the years, that's not been an issue for Georgia Tech. I mean, making big kicks, too, long-distance kicks. So I think he's going to have a nice career.
28 Georgians were picked over the three-day draft period, guys. So a lot of Georgia kids getting a chance to go to the NFL. But, Mike, the news today out of UGA is something completely different outside of the draft.
Yeah, late Sunday night, earlier this morning, Elijah Holyfield, I guess burning one or whatever he's doing in the dorm, allegedly, and the RA.
Resident assistant.
I mean, they were clowns when you and I were in college, and they continue to be clowns.
I've got a job to do, Mike.
Yeah, you're a narc, dude. You're a narc. A guy is burning one, and I'm glad. Look, and before I go down this road, my father was a cop. My brother is a cop in the Bronx. I have respect for law enforcement. I don't have respect for these kind of ridiculous Mickey Mouse busts by the campus police.
I'm going to keep my building safe, Mike.
Yeah. Congratulations at the Georgia campus police. You just won the drug war. Less than an ounce, and now Elijah Holyfield's going to deal with that. And before you say you guys are about to text in, it's illegal. Give me a break. States have legalized it. It's next to nothing. And what? Don't you have anything better to do late night? How? I would imagine if you walk from one end of the campus to the other, you would smell marijuana burning at 1 o'clock on a Sunday night.
I've got to patrol my area, Mike, and I've got to patrol my building and make sure there's no naughty activity going on.
Way to go, RA. All you did was weaken a team today. Sweet dreams, son.
Elijah Holyfield, guys, 15 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown in the spring game. Promise? Yeah. He showed some promise. Mm-hmm. Now, the bad news for Elijah Holyfield, but he knew this when he committed to the Dogs. There's a guy named Nick Chubb, who he probably thought was going to be gone by now, maybe without the injuries. Chubb is. And another guy named Sony Michel, who we're going to see a majority of the carries. Brian Herring has also shown that he can play at a high level. Elijah Holyfield would find some playing time. But, Mike, I don't know how much this sets him back. I don't know how Kirby's going to view this with the depth, okay, that they have at that position. Right. It's not as if, okay, we don't have anybody else that can step up. I'm just going to slap him on the wrist.
But to your point, he came to Georgia knowing there's going to be competition, and that's the kind of athlete you want at the school, right? I mean, look at Alabama every year. They got five running backs, and they get another five-star running back who's going to wait his turn. I think Holyfield's a nice change of pace guy. I think he's got tremendous upside, but now he's got a black mark against his name, and so one more screw-up, and he could be out of Athens, whatever it is.
By the way, when we were in school, Jarvis, I don't know if you guys did this, ball players did, we paid RAs off. We paid them off. If you wanted to do something, you paid them off. You broke them off some change, little we had, and you did what you needed to do.
They were too scared to say something on my campus.
I there were guys, always had that one guy that didn't like ball players. Yep. You know who you are. And that was the guy that was at the desk all the time when you came in and you weren't doing something that you're supposed to be doing. And he gave you that look, and you needed to take care of him. But he was that one guy. And that one guy obviously snitched on Elijah Holyfield.
That's why some folks just can't wait to get off campus to get their apartment, you know, not deal with that nonsense. But anywho, it's all in the eye of the beholder. If you feel that, if you want to take it right by the letter of the law and say, look, it is against the law in the state of Georgia, it is against the law in Athens-Clark County, then you can't do it. I mean, but I'm trying to look at the big picture here.
No, Mike, I'm not saying he should have done it. What I'm saying is we've had this discussion about in Athens, why is this consistently happened time and time again, where it's going on other campuses.
And that's what I agree with you. The RAs out there, the residents, you don't hear about this. I mean, like, yes, things like this happen all over college and other places. You don't hear about this kind of Mickey Mouse nonsense. Just let it go, dude. Talk to the kid. Why don't you knock on the door and say, look, you don't knock this stuff off. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to call the cops. Is that what happened? I didn't get that from the police report.
Am I smelling weed in there, Elijah?
Yeah.
Are you in there, Holyfield? Holyfield.
Now, his roommates were not having any drug paraphernalia. I mean, making it sound like guys running a head shop out of his dorm room. Anyway, so those that want to get bananas.
So is it just one bomb?
And people who want to pull their hair out over this, knock yourself out. I look at this as simple. This, to me, is no greater than a beer ticket in the grand scheme of things. If I was a college football fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.